This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I bet you are. So thank you for listening, tuning in, because, well, you're an exceptional American and you should be proud of it. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. As usual, another 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're right in the middle of it. And we're here to sort it out for you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Listen, and if you want to wait until Sunday afternoon, I don't get it. I really don't get it. But you, the email floods that come in. Now, this is Pacific Coast time. Starting around 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific Coast time, so that's 4 o'clock-ish East Coast time. Albany, New York, God love you. South Carolina. It's really quite phenomenal. So I don't get it, but I'm very happy that you email me. And some of you guys are, you know, don't use the profanity-laced thing. I mean, and listen, I got to tell you, you're not using it at me. I get it. But clean it up. Come on. You just need to clean it up a little bit. Anyway, so there's a lot of things going on. I mean, my goodness gracious. You know, we've got the nuclear situation with Korea. Now, it's kind of interesting in these times of crises that we're starting to find out that what you've been hearing from me over the last 6 months to a year, even before that, are true. So the tinfoil hat thinker again comes up with the facts and the truth well in advance of everybody else telling you the truth over the mainstream media and also over, well, yeah, our own military people. Go figure. All those facts, gambits of information, all the tinfoil hat thinking, Well, it's all coming home to roost right now. And we're talking about Korea. We're talking about their nuclear ambitions. And what we've been telling you, really, I got to tell you, we had a visit out here, guest of the Tea Party, Larry Verga, and Carla Verga did a fantastic job in bringing out Major General Paul Valley to speak. And he spoke at the Calvary Church. It was a wonderful night. The place was packed, absolutely packed. And it was on that visit. Of course, we helped to arrange it as well, because Paul Valley's been on the radio show numerous times. But it was at that particular program that we were learning about the nuclear ambitions of Korea. That was 4 years ago. All right, let's see. 4 years ago. I'm sitting here counting the years because they go by so fast. And it was then that we were learning about not only Iran and their nuclear ambitions, we were learning that at the time, what was being revealed was that Korea was a client state of Iran, and Korea was being paid to test missile technology for Iran. So the Iranians were paying for the Koreans to do their dirty work, because they can't really do much testing of missiles where they're at in Iran. But they can if they have a client state such as Korea. So Korea, you wonder why over the succession of years they've been doing all these missile tests. It's because Iran is paying them to make the missiles. And I brought this up the other day. Well, finally, Korea's making something. They're becoming a manufacturer of something. Yeah, nuclear missiles. There you go. And who's footing the bill? Their buddy, Iran. And, oh, where do they get that all those billions to be able to give to Korea? Well, it's all the cash that, of course, the United States gave them in the Iranian deal from Obama. Get it? That 4 years ago, we were telling you that, one, the Koreans already have a nuclear weapon, and so do the Iranians. Iranians have had a nuclear weapons for quite a while. They lack a delivery system. And that's one of the things that is so important to everybody to understand right now, is that there's a concern now for really Israel. Let's all be concerned about Israel, because if you get a missile that has been developed by Korea and the Iranians affix a nuclear weapon on top of it, it can reach Israel in a matter of just minutes. That is one of the major concerns. Not so much the United States. Targeting from Korea to the United States, to the West Coast, to New York, wherever. Which, by the way, these missiles, the most recent variety of missiles they've got out there, the newer ones that over the last year, 8 years, they've basically been able to develop under the protection of course, President Barack Hussein Obama, the first radical Islamic terrorist president of the United States, and maybe, well, certainly will be, the last. It was under his administration that they were allowed to do that. We did nothing. Of course, we didn't do too much with George Bush either, or Bill Clinton. Well, in fact, Clinton enabled it by allowing China to have the technology that is being used and embraced right now by the Koreans, especially targeting information, gyroscopes, things of that nature that would help keep missiles aloft. Once they get up there, you know, you got to have some sort of ability to navigate them and keep them stable and stabilizing. I mean, there's a whole series of technological things that go into it, the delivery system on an ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. Now, you millennials out there, I grew up in the Cold War. I can remember the reality check of duck and cover drills. They were real. We practiced them in elementary school. We had air raid sirens that were going off. By the way, since I grew up in that era, it was like, I think the time frame, it was like every Friday afternoon. It's kind of like the emergency broadcast system you hear today on the radio. They said, oh, this is, this is an emergency broadcast system. Alert. This is a test. This is a test. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not. Actually, where I live in Yuba City, California, we get tornadoes. Hello. Yeah, we get tornadoes. Believe it or not, it's just like the Midwest. We get it all. We get flood. We get famine. We get drought. We get tornadoes. We get earthquakes. Welcome to California. But that's just all part of it. My point is that we had a designated day in which we'd all drop, duck, and cover. And a siren would go off in our towns. I think it was like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Friday or something like that, every other Friday. So twice a month, the air raid sirens would go off, big wailing sirens. My question is, why do they not want to put up warning sirens about the Oroville Dam anywhere? And why were all these sirens and all the horns and honking devices and so on that are usually sounded by our fire departments all throughout this valley, why have they been disabled? I don't know. And why has DWR, the state, been so reluctant on putting up an early warning system to protect people downstream from the Oroville Dam? I just wonder about these things. They're pretty simple things. Put them up on a telephone pole and let them wail. They can be charged electronic. I mean, you can send out a remote signal. Just some things that are common sense are just not doing it. But that's what we grew up with. And the term ICBM was important, intercontinental ballistic missile. So it meant it could fly from continent to continent, one continent, all the way around the world to another with a missile delivery system. Now, wasn't just one ICBM just didn't contain one bomb. Oh no. The really good ones like we have, and the Russians have, and the Chinese have, oh, we've got what are called MIRVs. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. All right, Donald J. Trump. A crisis is at hand. North Korea, nuclear weapons. These weapons have been around. Now, it's interesting. We've been saying all along a couple of things. One, Iran has nuclear weapons. They lack a delivery system. That's been going on for Agenda 21 Radio probably for 4 years. And they've known about this for a long time, the military has. Okay, just giving you a heads up. Korea has nuclear weapons, has had nuclear weapons, and now we're finding out, guess what? They might have as many as 50 nuclear weapons. We know that they've been able to miniaturize the nuclear weapons. We covered a story. We were the defining ones with the story about a missile that was launched, an ICBM by the Chinese in low Earth orbit that was very, very suspicious. And it was felt that it might be an actual weapon. And that was back in July of 2016. We covered that story. And we knew then that the Koreans had the ability to miniaturize, to make small nuclear bombs and put them in the nose cones of ICBMs. We knew back then they were capable of doing it and that those things could actually strike the United States. Now we have a problem. Is that they're saber-rattling all over the place. They actually have better technology today. We don't know how many missiles they have that are capable of reaching the orbital height to get to various targets in the United States. They're threatening Guam. Hannity thinks this is a completely defining moment for Donald Trump. I would agree.
So tonight, one of my biggest fears has now come true. North Korea has reportedly developed a nuclear warhead that is capable of reaching the continental United States. Now, this threat will now become a defining issue for the Trump administration, but it's so very important. We've got to learn and understand how it is we got here. If we don't learn from the lessons of history, we are doomed to repeat them. Let's go back to 1994, the Clinton administration. They struck a deal with Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, where according to the New York Times, the U.S. agreed to give North Korea over $4 billion in energy aid over the course of a decade in exchange, supposedly, for North Korea freezing and eventually ending their nuclear weapons program. Now, as part of the agreement, North Korea would allow inspectors into its nuclear sites, but, and this is very important, would also be allowed to keep their nuclear fuel rods, which can be used to make weapons for an unspecified number of years. And of course, Bill Clinton put all those fears aside, praised this agreement, and you might remember when he went out there and he said, this is good for the American people. Watch this.
I'd like to say just a word about the framework with North Korea that Ambassador Gallucci signed this morning. This is a good deal for the United States. North Korea will freeze and then dismantle its nuclear program. South Korea and our other allies will be better protected. The entire world will be safer as we slow the spread of nuclear weapons. South Korea, with support from Japan and other nations, will bear most of the cost of providing North Korea with fuel to make up for the nuclear energy it is losing.
Okay, this is a presentation, a speech that was made to the country October 21st, 1994. So you didn't believe me. You didn't believe me. You guys weren't believing me over the last several days about Clinton. Clinton, back in the day, look at what he was doing. Look at the agreements that he's made. 1994. Interesting year, by the way. A lot of things happened that year for the, well, the totalitarians in their takeover of California and other places. Just a little side note to history here. And those of you that have any doubt about what Clinton was up to then, the negotiations behind the scenes and all this other stuff, to set it up so North Korea could actually be enabled to move forward with their nuclear ambitions, which is exactly what happened under Bill Clinton.
And they will pay for an alternative power system for North Korea that will allow them to produce electricity while making it much harder for them to produce nuclear weapons.
Let's be clear about what's happening here. You know, these wonderful socialists, these communists, and their way of governing their system is an extortion system. It's a criminal enterprise. That's what socialism and communism comes to. Look at California. What's happened here is that they successfully, North Korea, extorted all this, well, infrastructure, all this power, all this, you know, all the stuff that they needed to keep themselves in power from other countries because they were scaring people with the nuclear option. Now we have Donald Trump.
The United States and international inspectors will carefully monitor North Korea to make sure it keeps its commitments. Only as it does so will North Korea fully join the community of nations.
From 1994 to 2017, how's that plan worked?
Good deal, freeze, dismantle. Of course, Bill Clinton was naive. He turned out to be completely wrong. Why? Because in 1998, North Korea, they test-fired a long-range missile. By 2006, North Korea conducted their first nuclear test. And then, under the Obama administration, the North Korean threat increased rapidly and literally have turned this into a crisis point that President Trump now has to deal with. And in the case of the Obama administration, remember, they drastically cut our strategic defense capabilities. Not a smart thing. Basically, the Clinton administration, the Obama administration, they ignored the problem. They kicked the can down the road. And if the deal Clinton cut with North Korea, if all of that sounds so familiar, well, it is because it's so similar to the deal that President Obama struck with the radical mullahs in Iran. President Obama gave that rogue regime in Tehran $150 billion in loads of cash. Remember the plane loads of cash and other currencies? Remember the mullahs in Iran? They said that in exchange for that money, they promised not to build nuclear weapons. And Tehran agreed to let inspectors into their nuclear facilities, well, after 25 days, but Iran was still allowed and is still allowed to spin their centrifuges and conduct missile tests. Now, given tonight what we're seeing in North Korea, it is so simple and easy to see where this Iranian deal is headed. Now, what you have to understand tonight is this. Evil in our time must be recognized for what it is. You cannot appease, you cannot capitulate to evil radicals and rogue dictatorships. They don't care about honoring agreements because breaking promises, taking money is just par for the course when dealing with these kinds of regimes. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, well, they should have learned from Neville Chamberlain's policy of appeasement towards Adolf Hitler that set the stage for World War II that led to the death of millions and millions of people. So much for peace in our time. Years ago, I wrote a book. It's called Deliver Us from Evil. In this book, after a lot of research, I talked about how Stalinism, the former Soviet Union, fascism, Nazism, Imperial Japan, the Killing Fields, Cambodia, even 9/11, 2001, resulted in the deaths of, between that period, over 100 million human souls. And in spite of all of that, there is a mindset today that says, oh, evil can't happen in our time. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Yes, it can, and it might very soon. And thanks to the naivete of Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, who are following in the footsteps of Chamberlain, well, President Trump today has to confront a threat, and there are likely no good solutions, no good outcome here. The United States Security Council on Saturday, they did vote unanimously to sanction North Korea. By the way, China, Russia jumped on board. It's a good step. But we're dealing with an unpredictable madman. His name is Kim Jong-un, and he wants and has nuclear weapons. He doesn't seem to understand, doesn't seem to even care about the idea of mutually assured.
No, he doesn't, and it's up to us now to deal with it. Peace in our time. Not if we appease, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take the totalitarian on. There will never be peace in our time with this guy around. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back.
well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, paula21art.com. You can get us there. Okay, so Donald Trump, strong words, of course, for Mr. Kim Il-sung. Yes, a lot of strong words coming out, fired up, all blustery, if you will. Donald J. Trump saying... Says Donald Trump warns North Korea, threats to United States will be met with fire and fury. That is what Donald Trump said. We'll have to get into this a little bit here. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. This is one of the things. People do not understand the militarization of Donald Trump. Now, when I say that, they just don't get it, and it's really simple. Everybody says, and this was something that was brought out early in the campaign. He doesn't understand the military. He's not this about the military. He's not that about the military. He just doesn't get the military. Blah. This all this crap about the military, and I, you know, to me, I'm, you know, when I consider a candidate, I kind of like look up his bona fides. And I was sitting here sitting there, you know, these people are coming out with this narrative, and that was something the DNC was starting to put out there. They wanted to have a lot of doubts about it. You know, he's never served in the military. He was a draft dodger in Vietnam. He was this. He was that. You know. I was never accused of being a draft dodger, because I wasn't. I stood right up there and was ready to be drafted. You know, my number was 33. I don't know why I wasn't drafted. But I was willing to go. In fact, I was willing to go until the day my father-in-law, when he arrived from at El Toro and under the wing of the C-130, said, if you want to marry my daughter, you are not going to be going into the Marines. And I thought, wow, that's pretty strange. That was the day I was going to ask for his daughter's hand in marriage, the day he arrived home from his third tour of Vietnam. And it was a long discussion because I that was my point. I wanted to get in. But he said, you know, it's a little late because, you know, you're just going to be fodder over there. It was really amazing conversation. So I did not go in. I was available, did not go in, never drafted. And I continued on in college. Didn't have a college deferment. Just never had the opportunity. Never was drafted. By that time, it was a little bit late anyway. Things were kind of starting to ease up, I guess you can say. But, you know, it's interesting, Donald Trump, some people said he was a draft dodger. That's not the case. A lot of people back in the day weren't drafted for a number of different reasons that had nothing to do with draft dodging or the unwillingness to serve. It had a lot to do with what was going on with a crazy military complex, the military-industrial complex that was going on. There's no question about it. And those that did serve, thank you so much. And I have tons of veteran friends. Some didn't come home. I get it. And it's a sore, it's a past of all of our lives, especially those of us that were service age and appropriate for that time frame. It's a scar that we'll always bear, always. That's why you see all over the towns, even today, you see the black flags of the POWs flying. That's something we will not forget because there were so many that were never returned. But Donald J. Trump is not a draft dodger. He is a man who understands the military quite well. And this is the thing that I don't understand why people don't get why he is so strong with the military right now. See, he served 5 years in a military prep school. Just check out the history of one of the finest military prep schools in the nation. Back east in New York or something like that. I can't remember the name of it right now. But it was hardcore 24/7, year day in, day out, week in, week out of military service, style service in a military prep school. So this whole rank and order and understanding how generals work and what goes on with command and control and structure and all that stuff, he gets it. He totally gets it. That's a big part of his success in business. So now you have a paramilitary man, and I mean that in the sense of being prepped up in a prep school, who's a highly successful businessman leading our country. And he's a civilian in charge of the military. That's the way it works. So you've got somebody who totally understands how this whole game is played and how it works. He's much better off, obviously, than a Barack Hussein Obama. God forbid he was ever in the military. Well, as commander-in-chief, look what we got. How many men died? Let's talk for a second just about Extortion 17. The helicopter that was brought down by explosives on board by suicide bombers in Afghanistan, 2012. Extortion 17, killing how many special operators? 30 of them, 17 from SEAL Team 6, following the killing of Osama bin Laden. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the collusion of some of the generals that were in the military brought in by Barack Hussein Obama and what happened there. Yeah, he was a real winner as a commander-in-chief, wasn't he? he really misunderstood the military and wanted to kill as many Americans as possible. That's the way that man rolled. This general, I mean that figuratively, President Donald Trump gets it. He understands what has to be done from a military standpoint, and he's doing it. Probably more trained and conditioned than anybody we've had since Eisenhower as president for these options for this time right now. And we're so blessed to have him right now. But no, people are going to fight him. All the rhetoric, all the saber rattling, Schumer is out there criticizing him. We need to tamp it down. John McCain, they're all out there being, you know, scrutinizing what Trump says at this point. You're going to inflame him. You're going to inflame Kim. Great. Oh, we should just back down it with a bully, right? Neville Chamberlain's? Really, what you see here is the act of a Neville Chamberlain. Because Neville Chamberlain appeased Hitler, millions died. Donald Trump is not going to appease Mr. Kim Il-sung. He's not going to do that. He's going to talk tough. He's going to be rough. And if has to, he's going to take him out. And that's a fact. And that's the way it should be. This is a problem that started a long time ago. It was exacerbated by the deals, if you will. The Iranian deal of its time was that deal that you heard about in that last segment with Hannity, with Bill Clinton, 1994, October 21st. A complete appeasement, pay them off, enable the behavior, and then sometime when they get done with that enablement, with that extortion plan, they're going to come up with another. Oh, we'll just throw out more nuclear weapons. Oh, we're going to get tight with Iran. Oh, and Bennett, hey, listen, you want to have a nuclear program that's going to challenge the United States? We'll just give Iran $150 billion so that Korea can have some source of income as they build their new toys, nuclear weapons and ICBMs. That's the way evil works. And these people have been doing evil like this for a long time. And right now, this young idiot down there in Korea, he's got nuclear toys. And, you know, the thought of this guy, after he's killed his own uncle by putting him up against the wall and bringing out a cannon and executing him with a cannon shell, says volumes, doesn't it, about what this guy could be capable of doing. We'll be back.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son
son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, let's run down some of the single-liner stories here on Drudge. Now, before I mention anything about that, if you have not heard already, Glenn Campbell passed away. Glenn Campbell is dead. And I'm a fan. I was a fan of Glenn Campbell for years, just to let you know. Dead at age 81, and of course the Alzheimer's struggle for Glenn Campbell is over. Absolutely fantastic performer, and he'll be missed. So I just need to get that out there, and we're all praying for his family, and our thoughts and condolences to Glenn Campbell, dead at age 81. Okay, stories, though, that are related to this nuke situation in Korea, which I find interesting, very interesting. Bombers are ready. These are the one-liners. North Korea, no joke. The world is worried. Tillerson downplays it. Alaska is nervous. Hawaii would have 8 to 12 minutes notice. China, tone it down. Russia, chill. Take a chill pill. Excuse me, Agenda 21 coffee has arrived. Thank you. A fresh brew, man. Between sets. It brewed off, and boy, is it piping hot. Thank you. So anyway, I have to thank my assistant here. These are some of the things that are going on. Let's pop into the bombers are ready category. Bombers are ready category comes from Pacific Air Forces. South Dakota airmen arrive ready to fight tonight for Guam. It says Joint Base Pearl Harbor, Hickam Field. Have you ever been there? It's pretty neat over there. Two U.S. Air Force B-1 bombers under the command of U.S. Pacific Air Forces joined their counterparts from the Republic of Korea and Japanese Air Forces in bilateral missions on August 7th. This means the first mission for the crews and aircraft recently deployed from Ellsworth Air Force Base, South Dakota, in support of the United States Pacific Command's continuous bomber presence missions. After taking off from Anderson Air Force Base, Guam, the B-1s that are assigned to the 37th Expeditionary Bomb Squadron flew to Japanese airspace. They were joined by Japanese Air Self-Command F-2 fighters and so on. So they're training right now. They're up and flying. Seems to me, as the story goes on here, I'm just sort of paraphrasing, that they're going to continue to do the training and stay aloft probably 24/7, which is, I understand it, what the Air Force does in some of these circumstances. Okay, other stories. Korea, no joke. America no longer sees Kim Jong-un as a joke. This is from McClatchy. Washington commentators laughed last night when a photograph emerged of Kim Jong-un standing next to an orb, which is a North Korean newspaper that stated was a miniaturized nuclear weapon. Yeah, that's always a joke when we all laugh at people who's standing there with like that. And, you know, this is the thing. When we covered the story, oddly enough, when we covered the story on the... I think it was in August 3rd of the 23rd launch of the ICBM and then the eventual bringing down of that ICBM on the 27th of July, 2016. It was interesting because about 10 days after we did our story, they came out with a similar story in Chinese news. And CNN played it and showed this orb, this picture, a similar picture of a nuclear device and the size of it. It's basically the size of a beach ball. That's what size the nuclear weapon is that they have. Now, we've got all these different sophisticated nuclear weapons that are very, very small. And it goes into these nose cones. You got multiple reentry vehicles, MIRVs they're called. That, in other words, one nose cone, one ballistic missile, you might have as many as six different nuclear weapons that can be targeted to six different targets. So when it comes down, re-enters the atmosphere, the nose cone opens up, and these six nuclear weapons are then free to go to different targets. That's how they do it, targeting. And I actually knew a guy who worked on that project, targeting nuclear weapons. Anyway, so he's no joke because he's actually playing around with real deal things here. And anybody who's got a nuclear weapon is the real deal. I think that's kind of the gist of it. So people need to knock it off if they're joking about this guy because he's not a joke. He's a stone cold killer. We know that. Alaska is nervous. Let's see. Hawaii would have 8 to 12 minutes notice in case of a nuclear weapon. Now, listen, duck and cover. I'm telling you, I started the whole show with this, the duck and cover business. I remember that thoroughly as a kid growing up. Now we have another nuclear concern, which I find absolutely appalling in this day and age that we have something like that. But it's truly here. North Korea threatens preemptive strike on Guam as tensions rise. This is in Honolulu. This is the Hawaii News Now, what they're talking about here. It says Honolulu. North Korea says it's carefully examining plans for launching a preemptive strike against Guam hours after the Trump administration warned that the rogue nation to drop its threats against the United States or face fire and fury. A statement from the spokesman of Strategic Forces of the Korean People's Army said it's studying a plan to create an enveloping fire around the U.S. territory, home of the Anderson Air Force Base. Well, fire and fury. It will come down on them. Just a few minutes away, these nuclear weapons. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's hear what the president had to say about all this stuff. Interesting what the president says.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
A showdown with...
Well, there you go. That's what Donald Trump says. Fire and fury, like the world has never seen. That would, well, the world has never seen such fire and fury, except for World War II and the closing days of World War II in Japan with the B-29 bombings and things like that, and ultimately the dropping of the bombs in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which, by the way, is an anniversary coming up. I believe it might be even be today. The bombing of Nagasaki. It was Hiroshima first. We just had that special day. I think it was the 6th or just the 6th or 7th. I'm going to have to get to the history books on that one and what happened there. And those are very small nuclear weapons, by the way, by today's standards. Boy, if you've seen nuclear tests, and I used to study those things as a kid, it's quite amazing. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.